The action is picking up in Nome at the finish line of the Iditarod. Willow musher Ramey Smith recorded another top 10 finish, the sixth of his Iditarod career, when he claimed ninth place this morning. He was one of only a few mushers who moved up in the standings along the coast, passing seven teams between Unalakleet and Koyuk to slip into the top 10. Smith credits his 12-year-old leader, Babe, the winner of last year's Top Lead Dog Award, with getting the team to Nome.
She pulled my team across the sound there into Koyuk when it was storming and passed up all the other teams that couldn't go and the leaders wouldn't go and they couldn't find the markers and she could. She's been here 10 times and I wouldn't be here in this place without her.
Jeff King was one of the mushers that chose to avoid a windstorm by hunkering down at Shaktuluk earlier this week. After crossing the finish line in 12th place earlier today, King explained that he didn't venture out in the wind because he wasn't sure any of his relatively young lead dogs could handle it.
There have been a few disasters over the years with a bad storm, and if you're the one in the front, you got to make the decision about whether or not you want to go out there, and are you prepared to take the very best care of your team. And I chose to sit that one out. So I have no huge regrets. I'm very happy for the way the race played out. Lance sure seems to have had a magic carpet ride.
This is only the fourth time King has missed the top 10 in a career spanning 20 Iditarods.